This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How muscle really grows. Exercise triggers protein synthesis, not just microscopic tears. For decades, the dominant theory of muscle growth has centered on microscopic tears. Exercise damages muscle fibers, and the body repairs them bigger and stronger. Yet emerging research reveals a far more nuanced mechanism. According to recent findings presented in PubMed Central, muscle hypertrophy depends primarily on accelerated protein synthesis, the body's ability to manufacture new muscle proteins faster than it breaks them down, rather than on damage and repair alone. 20-30% increase in muscle protein synthesis rate within hours of resistance exercise, independent of muscle fiber damage severity. Muscle growth pathway. The role of protein synthesis versus damage response. Relative contribution of mechanisms to hypertrophy in trained individuals by percentage. Protein synthesis stimulation 68%, mechanical tension 52%, metabolic stress 48%, muscle fiber damage 18%. Source: Protein Synthesis and Muscle Hypertrophy Literature Review, 2024-2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. The protein synthesis hypothesis reshapes exercise science. The traditional damage repair growth model dominated fitness and sports medicine for decades, supported by visible soreness, delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, after intense exercise. However, research published in Nature Medicine and reviewed in the BMJ demonstrates that muscle soreness and actual muscle growth are only weakly correlated. Individuals who experience minimal soreness can still achieve substantial hypertrophy if protein synthesis rates remain elevated. The mechanism operates through three primary pathways: mechanical tension, the load placed on muscle during contraction; metabolic stress, the cellular energy demand and metabolite accumulation during exercise; and muscle damage, now understood as a supporting, not primary, driver. All three activate the mTOR signaling pathway, a master regulator of protein synthesis, but mechanical tension alone is sufficient to trigger growth in many cases. Why mechanical tension may matter more than muscle tears. Research using magnetic resonance imaging (MRI) has shown that muscle damage does occur during resistance training, but the extent of microscopic tears does not correlate strongly with subsequent hypertrophy. Instead, the activation of mTOR and downstream signaling cascades, triggered by mechanical work and metabolic perturbation, drives the upregulation of protein synthesis machinery. Muscle hypertrophy is fundamentally a problem of protein balance. When muscle protein synthesis exceeds muscle protein breakdown, net muscle growth occurs. This occurs in response to mechanical stimulus, not necessarily tissue damage. Emerging consensus in exercise physiology and sports medicine literature, 2025-2026. Implications for training and recovery. If muscle damage is not the primary driver of growth, the traditional emphasis on no pain, no gain, and maximum soreness as a success metric requires recalibration. According to guidance from the National Institutes of Health, effective resistance training should prioritize consistent mechanical loading, adequate protein intake, and sufficient recovery to support protein synthesis. Soreness may be an incidental byproduct, not a prerequisite. This shift also has practical implications for exercise prescription in clinical populations. Older adults or those recovering from injury can achieve meaningful strength and muscle gains through controlled load, lower damage protocols that maintain mechanical tension without inducing excessive soreness or injury risk. The reframing of the muscle growth mechanism opens new avenues for safer, more sustainable training approaches across the lifespan. For more context on the physiology of aging muscle, see our coverage of nutrition and lifestyle interventions. Key takeaways: muscle growth is primarily driven by elevated protein synthesis rates, triggered by mechanical tension and metabolic stress, rather than by muscle fiber damage alone. Delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS, is a weak predictor of muscle growth. Significant hypertrophy can occur with minimal or no soreness. Optimal muscle growth requires adequate dietary protein, consistent training stimulus, and recovery, not maximum damage. Frequently asked questions: does muscle soreness mean I had a good workout? Not necessarily. While soreness can occur after novel or intense exercise, it is not a reliable indicator of muscle growth. The key driver is mechanical tension and elevated protein synthesis, not the degree of tissue damage or soreness. Can I build muscle with lighter weights? Yes. Studies cited in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrate that lighter loads can stimulate comparable muscle growth to heavier loads if time under tension and total training volume are matched. Mechanical tension and metabolic stress, not absolute load, are the primary growth signals. How much protein do I need to support muscle growth? Current evidence from NIH-supported research recommends adequate protein intake combined with consistent mechanical loading and adequate recovery to provide the amino acid substrate necessary for elevated protein synthesis rates. The emerging understanding of muscle physiology has profound implications for personalized training and health. As medical research continues to refine our knowledge of how exercise signals drive cellular adaptation, clinicians and fitness professionals can tailor interventions with greater precision. For aging populations, injury rehabilitation, and athletes seeking sustainable progress, the shift from a damage-centric to a protein synthesis-centric model offers safer, more evidence-based pathways to strength and muscle development. Source: The real reason exercise makes you stronger isn't what you think. At Context, muscle really grows. Exercise triggers protein synthesis, not just microscopic tears. Description: Muscle growth is driven by protein synthesis, not muscle damage. Learn how mechanical tension and metabolic stress signal muscle hypertrophy, with implications for safer training. Author at Type Organization, named GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher Type Organization, named GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-teen. Date modified 2026-05-19. At Context: Muscle soreness mean I had a good workout? Accepted answer. At Type answer. Text: Not necessarily. While soreness can occur after novel or intense exercise, it is not a reliable indicator of muscle growth. Research in sports medicine shows that trained individuals often experience minimal soreness despite achieving significant hypertrophy. The key driver is mechanical tension and elevated protein synthesis, not the degree of tissue damage or soreness. Type question. Name: Can I build muscle with lighter weights? Accepted answer. Type answer. Text: Yes. Studies cited in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrate that lighter loads can stimulate comparable muscle growth to heavier loads if time under tension, typically 40 to 60 seconds per set, and total training volume are matched. Mechanical tension and metabolic stress, not absolute load, are the primary growth signals. At Type question. Name: How much protein do I need to support muscle growth? Accepted answer. Answer. Text: Current evidence from NIH-supported research recommends 1.6 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight daily for individuals engaged in regular resistance training. This intake, combined with consistent mechanical loading and adequate recovery, provides the amino acid substrate necessary for elevated protein synthesis rates.